Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself, or whatever state of mind you're in. I pray that you are, leaning on God's unchanging hands, that you're putting everything that you're dealing with in his hands, and that you're getting some obedience about yourself and taking your hands off things. How about that? I see my brother's hand is here now, so I can turn it over to him. God bless you. Welcome home, sir. Safe travels have been extended to you, so God bless you. And can you open up with prayer, please?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Just want to thank God for you, sir. Thank you for all of the support that you've poured into my life, all the wisdom, all the knowledge and understanding. Thank you for coming out on yesterday. It was a blessing to finally meet you. You know, I've seen pictures, I've heard the voice, but to be able to embrace you, man, and like I told my son, to be able to put my hands on you, bro, you just don't know how much that meant to me, sir. And I pray that God will continue to move in a mighty way in your life and in the lives that he's attached to you and attached you to. And that includes myself and my family, sir. Thank you so much for all you do, not just for me, but for God people in general. Let us humble ourselves. Let us take a few seconds before we go before the Lord in prayer in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And Jesus, we ask you for forgiveness for everything we said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you, Lord God, but we come boldly to your throne with confidence, with great confidence in your power, almighty power. Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, we just thank you for another day, a day that we've never seen and will never see again. Oh God, we thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do in the lives of your people, the mindset and the condition of your people everywhere. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the land of Jerusalem, the children of Israel, Lord God. Continue to bless America, Lord God, that we will come in unity, Lord God, that we will praise you. We always say that we should pray to you in unity, Lord God, but help America to repent and turn from its wicked ways so that you may hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal your land that you blessed us with, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity that you bestowed upon me on yesterday to bring forth your word, Lord God. I thank you for all you've done for me. I just thank you. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough. But, Lord God, we pray that we would say something on this podcast tonight, Lord God, that will give your people hope, that they will hear words of encouragement, that something will break the chains in their life that continue to hold them bondage. Lord God, but they gotta. We pray for a made up mind. We pray for willing to seek after change. For your word said, they would just seek after you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Lord God, thank you for being that good Samaritan, Lord God, that was willing to stop to put the bandages on the wounds, Lord God, that was willing to heal the sick and raise the dead, to bring sight to the blind, hearing to those that were deaf, to loosen the tongues of the mute, Lord God, to just raise up your people in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you for being that good Samaritan that that hung upon the cross, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that is at work in us, Lord God. So as we move forward, Lord God, on this podcast, we pray that your people will hear a word, Lord God, a word of change, a word of new beginning, a word of new opportunity, Lord God. And we just thank you for this radio ministry, Lord God. We thank you for the pastor, Lord God, all that you poured into him to pour into us. And we are thankful to both you and him. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, under the anointed authority of the Holy Spirit, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Amen. All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. You ready? Let's break some chains, y'all. You ready? You got to be serious about this thing now, for real. You know what I'm saying? You got to be serious about this thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm ready to break some chains.
Amen.
So let's get ready to buckle up. Tighten up, y'all. YAT Radio is signing on.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? And I'm taking it off the top just
what
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace,
yeah.
God done gave me his passion, it's stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, the walls we done built, time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving for better, and what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make us different, and to everybody that's listening, you need to do your own part of bitching, and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this, looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy, this is the open movement.
Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. Though he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still, I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan.
Let's go.
So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is.
Yeah.
Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
Horizon, cause it's my season. See it clear, there's no fear, now I'm here, and I
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains is called the Special Assignment. Listen, I'm just going to jump in. I forgot to change, man, the title on the web thing. But no big deal. If you are a dedicated listener, you know to come on in anyway. So we ain't worried about that. But listen, this type of show right here, we have an assignment that we have to do every Monday. It's every day, but on Mondays we it's called the Special Assignment. We come at you with a couple of things in particular that we put in front of you, and something's been troubling my spirit, and I got to put it out there. And let me put my disclaimer out there first, because don't want you to say that we said nothing, because we're going to speak directly to you. Don't get the words. So try to twist it. We coming directly to you. We talking proper English, because that's the language I know. And I only come from one book, and that's the Word of God. You can call it whatever book you want to, but that's what we do over here. All right. So we're not here to try to disrespect anybody or tear anybody down. We're here to murder the enemy. You understand what I'm saying? That's Satan and his imps, period. And then we're here to pick you up and break the chains from you. Amen. And him. Amen. You understand? Because somebody had to show us the way. So we want to show you the way, because see, that what's troubling me is that you get to your place and you don't look back to help nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus. You don't throw the rope back over the wall to pull nobody over. Listen to what I'm saying to you now. You make it to the big top up there with all the rich people, and you forgot where you came from. But let me tell you something. Now, God know how to take you back where you came from. I'm not speaking nothing negative against you. I'm just trying to bring you into the reality of the world today. See, your big dollars ain't going to mean nothing in a little while. And see, you're going to be the one coming to us, asking us for some help, because you ain't going to mean nothing to the people, because God's children will be protected. Oh, man, listen to what I'm saying to you today. See, listen, you out here trying to be like Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Billy, Sayer, and Jane, and whoever their names is. I don't even care. But let me tell you something. Understand what I'm saying to you. I see a lot of my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about dark skin now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about the other fair-skinned brothers and sisters, because we all brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus that accept him for who he is now, okay? But what I'm saying to you is that you mean to tell me you go to the Oscars and you go and get you $6 million worth of jewelry, or you get all of your dresses made in 24-karat gold, or you drip in rhinestones? You understand what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people living under the bridge over here in New Orleans. There's a lot of people living under the bridge on Skid Row and on the strip down there in Skid Row in Los Angeles. There are people struggling right now. They ain't got no job. They ain't got no money. You understand? And you, oh, my God. Listen to what I'm saying to you. All I want to say to you before I start this show is that you are out here doing all of this evil. This evil, stealing from the people, and I'm finna call out who I'm talking about. You stealing from the people, you lying to the people, and you manipulating the system. I'm talking to all you politicians right now. Listen, if you clean, you clean. If you clean, you clean. I ain't talking to you.
But it's about time
for people to start speaking out loud about you standing on the corner protesting, you know what I'm saying, because they done took another one of our brothers, young black brothers and young black sisters. But you should be always speaking out about these things. So these things, Amen. We won't have to listen. We done lost enough lives to ignorance. You understand what I'm saying? Stupidity, the lack thereof leadership and care and concern for the African American community and people of fair skin, dark skin, whatever you want to call yourself. That's on you. All I'm saying to you is when you gonna open your mouth and say something? I've had enough, man. I know a lot of you. Listen, I'm not talking to you ones that's out here in the open doing it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones that's behind them four walls in there being scared to come out and do it. You understand what I'm saying? You scared to come in the community. You scared to go and do this unless the camera's on. Then you want to jump out. You understand? But all I'm saying to you is this. Listen. Your Savior, my Savior, we believe in the same thing. Say the least you do unto them, you do it unto him. You just thinking he talking about food and water, huh? You think he just talking about clothes and stuff like that, right? That's all you think he talking about, right? Well, you wait till you get before him and stand before him on that judgment day and hear what he says to you and remind you that you
I never knew you.
What you thought you did. I ain't know you. I don't know you. Depart from me. He say you work of iniquity because you was all about you, yourself, and I. That's what you say. You think Jesus. You that group. What's that De La Soul? It's me, myself, and I. That's you right there.
Me, myself.
That's you right there. You understand what I'm saying? All I'm saying to you is that enough is enough, man. We get on here every night and talk about this. There's something coming at you at least twice a week, three times a week that's coming at you talking about what we need to be doing. And everybody talking about what we need to be doing. When the heck you going to do it, man?
When you going to do it?
Pastor Melvin say, get off your shucky ducky and do it. You over
Amen.
There want the spotlight instead of us coming together in unity. I know about the body of Christ. I don't know about all these different bodies of this and that and this and that and this and that. I don't know that. I guess that's why we don't get, invited to anything. Because, you know what I'm saying? They say we too loud. We too radical. We don't love nobody.
That's right.
We stir up trouble. Listen, let me tell you something. I love everybody. You can hate me and I still love you. You hear
Amen.
What I said?
Amen.
Because I ain't got to deal with that. You got to deal with that. Not me. You know what I'm saying? Because the scripture tells me that for God so loved the world that he gave
Amen.
His only begotten son, that whosoever
Everybody.
Shall believe in him shall have eternal life. And as Pastor Jackson say, are you a whosoever? Maybe not.
Mm.
But I am.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed to tell you about it. Listen, man, tonight I want to tell you something. My first part of this hour, man, is that I want to talk about it's already done. It's already done. I want you to think about that for a second. It's already done. It's already done. See, God said we're going to create man in our image after our own likeness. You understand what I'm saying? It's already done right then. You didn't even catch that, did you? It was already done
Come
when
on.
You were created because of who you was created in the image of and after the likeness of. It was already done then. You tend to forget what 1 John 3 says to us that, see what kind of love the Father has given us. He says that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The scripture said the reason why the world does not know us, that it did not know him. It say, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall live like him, because we shall see him as he is. He sees us as we are. So why don't you start living as God created you, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation?
Call
My brothers
darkness.
And sisters, listen, you going through some things right now. You got people in your head. You got people pulling you in all so many directions. God told me to tell you this right now. I'm feeling this in my spirit for somebody out there. Listen, man, stand up for yourself and listen to God. Listen to the spirit that lives inside of you. Not in your head, not nobody whispering in your ear, but what God's telling you in your heart. Because one thing about your heart, can't nobody change your heart. So you didn't even get that.
But he was created.
You can get out there and run in the darkness all day long, but if you belong to God, you coming home.
Come on now. Come on now.
You ain't even hear what I said, did you? I don't care how long you run with the devil out there. If you belong to God, you coming home.
You coming home.
Whipped and half naked, but you coming home.
But you coming home. Beat up.
You ain't gonna have you ain't gonna have nothing on but a leaf, but you coming home.
You coming home.
You coming home.
What a blessing to be able to come home.
Just like that. Just like that. So listen, I don't know what you're going through out there. I don't know what the situation
but
is
you can
out
come
there.
Home.
But God is always there. Stop letting people tell you there's no God. How you think you listening to me right now? How you think that you breathing right now? Man did not create air. Man did not create oxygen. The oxygen that you breathe in the air, How did it get here? Who you going to say your great granddaddy did it? All I'm saying to y'all is this. It's already done for you. God has already set the plans for you. He told you, for I know the plans I have for you. He told you this. This is something that he told us. He told us. He said he want us to have welfare and not evil, to give us a future and a hope. He will not harm us. So why you think that you're going through it? God's not doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself.
Mm. Self-inflicted wounds, Pastor.
So stop blaming everybody and hold yourself accountable and stand up and dust yourself off. As long as you're breathing, you got another opportunity. It's already done for you. Stop stressing and worrying so much. You tearing everybody else's energy down.
Mm.
And I'm talking direct to some people right now. You know what I'm saying? Those are spirits that Jesus called out of folks.
Amen.
Them the type of spirits that he sent into them pigs. And they went and committed suicide. Jumped off the cliff, killed themselves, and we love folks so much. We always want some pork chops. Some chitlins. You understand? The most evilest piece of meat out there. Seriously, Jesus put them spirits in there. I didn't.
Mm.
But you know, we can pray over our food and it's good, so I'm not trying to scare you, but you know, pork does give you bad, messed up blood vessels, high blood pressure. You know, pork do a lot of damage to us, y'all. Let's be honest. Just like cows, just like that beef. It clogs up our arteries, you know what I'm saying? You wonder why we got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know what I'm saying? Diabetes, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of things going on, man. You know, you're suffering. We're suffering with gout, you know what I'm saying? Arthritis. You know, look what we're doing to our bodies. Look what we're doing to our minds. It's already done for us, and we're ignoring it. When Jesus hung on that cross and dropped his, before he dropped his head, he says, it is finished. It was already done.
Man,
y'all.
You better leave it alone.
It was already done. It was done. It's a wrap. We sitting around here talking about we waiting on God. What you waiting on God to do?
Yeah, he did everything.
Can you tell me what are you waiting on him to do? He's sitting there talking about when my son and my daughter going to get off their shucky ducky and get it done. I'm talking about Pastor Melvin right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You too busy waiting on God and God waiting on you. So something ain't going to get done because everybody waiting.
Everybody.
And guess who's going to lose? It's going to be you.
You. Everybody
you.
Waiting.
Everybody waiting. Because it's already done. And you act like you don't know that. If you study to show yourself approved unto God, you would know that. And I just put a comma right there where it's supposed to be. And stop. Because that's what you need to understand. You need to show yourself approved before God. You too busy trying to stand up for your homeboy, your homegirl, looking good for them. Forgot all
about
God.
Thinking about you. And they ain't even thinking about you.
Man, let me tell you something. Let me shut my mouth, man. I'm going on, man. This thing is serious, man. It's serious out here. But one thing that I want you to do right now, I want you to remember what I just said. It's already done.
It's already done.
If you don't believe that, you know what I'm saying, you need to get up right now and go take a look in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? And tell God thank you. You know what I'm saying? Just scream hallelujah to his name.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I'm saying? Scream hallelujah to his name.
Hallelujah.
Call his name and tell him thank you. You understand what I'm saying? You just need to say thank. Listen, I can end this show right now. Because listen. You say this a lot. If God don't do nothing else, he ain't done nothing. Man, you better stop saying that.
Because he might stop.
Because you telling him to stop. God, I don't need you to do nothing else. You did enough. Okay.
You did enough.
Okay, so let me see how farther you can go without me then. Be careful with your tongue, brothers and sisters.
Take his breath.
Be careful what you say out your mouth. use this tongue lightly. Stop letting it be so loose. Start giving him more praise than murmuring and grumbling and gripes. Let his praise continuously be in your mouth. Praise him at all times, in all situations, no matter what. When I come back, I'm going to bring my guests on. My brothers are hanging by. The preachers are here. I need y'all to sing this song with me right here. I got to throw it in there because we need to get you picked up. You worrying about your check ain't come. You ain't getting your unemployment. They ain't giving you your stimulus yet. You worrying about things like that instead of tapping into you and picking you up and doing what you do best. Do what you do best. Yeah, I'm going to tell you to pray, but I'm going to tell you to get up and do you too. Do what God put in you to do. I ain't talking about getting out here all the way. Man, it's time out for slinging dope and killing everybody. It's time for you to be who God created you to be. It's already done, brothers and sisters. It's already done. Breaking Chains, we come back, we're going to open up the lines, man, to bring our people in. Special assignment. Scream this song with me, y'all. YAT is live. Let's go get it. Listen to this, man. Have a chorus here.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please. Yeah. Two claps as I applaud everything who going hard. Catching heat, refusing to live the street for the Lord. Yeah, and this is life. It ain't nothing better. Even in the trial and the error, this the best thing ever. Wouldn't trade it for the world. That's how you lose your soul. So I'm letting go of everything, trying to take hold of abundant living. Whether in the streets or prison, happiness forever and a day. It's a given, and you need it. But when times get hard, oh Lord, people coming sideways like my car. Yeah, sticking on chrome as if it was a throne. Making judgments from afar, double-minded, two-tone. But in that moment, baby, that's when he is strong. Empowered by his power, so you can keep moving on. Because of him, but in him you can take.
They want me to fail, but I can't do that.
Yeah, unless he do that. So two hands together for the ones who never let up. He said that it would happen, so you can expect the pressure. He told us it would come only a matter of time. And it's something I expected even after he died. People turn away from the one who can give them real life. Realize it's the truth, that's the reason they despise. Man, it's fine, the fact that you chose to become a Christian. The gospel is offensive, hard heart, barely true forgiveness. And if they hated him, what makes you any different? It doesn't. I pray to God that you listen. Count it all joy when the persecution comes. Celebrate, it's the proof that to him you belong. Think wrong, but it's true. The scripture said it's right. None of but a master. Hey, they gon' hate you if they hated Christ.
Right.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Yeah, that's what we should be screaming out for real. Bravo. Breaking Chains, man, the special assignment. What's going on? Pastor Rod, Pastor Jackson, getting ready to bring in Pastor Joseph, Pastor Melvin. Man, it's been one of those type of days, man. Got a lot I want to talk about tonight, man. My mouth is running, so let me shut up and bring my brothers on. Brothers, I just want to ask this quick question, man. I'm sorry I take up so much time, but y'all know how I am, so you know it is what it is, man. It's already done. When you hear that right there, what hits your spirit? Because it's already done, and you hear a lot of people always talking about. You know what I'm saying? I got to wait. If we, and I understand you got to wait to hear God's voice. Don't get me wrong. So understand where I'm coming from now. But stop putting everything off when God has already done everything for you. He already set your life plan together. What do you kick back to the people, man, when you hear it's already done? How about that, Pastor Jack?
Man, praise the Lord. You know, when I hear that, the first thing came to my spirit was, it's time for some of us to drink some vinegar. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's time for some of us to drink some vinegar. In the book of John, chapter 19, I'm going to start at 28, and then I'm going to jump down to 30. And you just brought that up in what you were saying earlier. 28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Verse 30 says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, because they put some vinegar on a sponge and gave it to him, and he gave up the ghost. But when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. You know, when Jesus finished his assignment after he drank that vinegar, and that's why I said some of us need to drink some vinegar. When he said it is finished, he had did everything that God had called him to do. Now, so many of us said we are called, we are chosen, we are predestined, we are sent, we are equipped, we are tooled. And Jesus had all of that. He had all of that and then some. But when he completed his assignment, he said it is finished. It is finished. And then I go back to the scripture that says, Jesus said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm about to leave, but I won't leave you alone because my Father will send to you a comforter, and he will bring back to your remembrance everything that I said unto you. Jesus told us to go and make disciples out of all the nations. Jesus told us to feed his sheep. Jesus told us greater works than he did, we shall do also even greater. So if Jesus said all of that, and then Jesus said it is finished, when he finished his assignment, then we were supposed to begin ours. And I'm going to reflect on what you said earlier. When people say, if God don't do another thing for me, he's done enough. How can you say that with a clear mind? Because what if God did do another thing for you? Then you stop breathing. Because his very breath is the reason why we live, pop, breathe, pop, and have our being. So if you wake up every day, then that is a sign to you that, number one, God ain't doing. He's not done doing for you. And number two, you ain't finished. You ain't finished. So like Pastor said about Minister Mel, get up off your shucky ducky and get busy doing the work of the Lord, because you ain't finished. God bless you.
Amen. 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 So he finished his assignment. Your assignment ain't over yet. You heard what he just said.
Ain't over.
So stop being so, having that, what is it called, a lazy spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't got nothing to do. You understand what I'm saying? We are creators and inventors. Create and invent something to do. that's going to be productive. How about that? You don't know what you could be. Huh?
Can I stop you right there? Say that again. Create something to do.
Man, come on. Listen, we have so much inside of us that we can do. Write a book.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Write a song. Invent some music. You know what I'm saying? Study. That's most importantly. You got to study anyway, but read. Study. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. Stop waiting on everybody else to do it for you. You understand what I'm saying? Study the word of God so when your pastor up there preaching, you will have a clear understanding what he's talking about. And you'll know if he's telling the truth or not. Oh, okay. All right, let me shut up. I just stepped on the throat.
You got some corns that time. You stepped on the bunions that time.
Whoops. All right. Pastor Joseph, God bless you, sir. Good evening and welcome to the show. Pastor Joseph informed me the other night, man, we've been praying. A young priest lost his mother, correct, sir? And we are praying for him and his family. Let him know that Breaking Chains is here praying for him and his family, man, and we're here if he need us, okay? Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show. It's already done, Pastor. What is it that
it's already
hits your
done.
Spirit when God is already done? It's already done. Talk about that, sir. Break chains.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for another day. I thank God for being here with my brother and sister in fellowship. But definitely, we just want to give honor to God. I tell you, it's already done. We have the word of God. It tells us that it's already done as we study it. But what happens a lot of time, people that lives and die and things of that nature, for example, people are going to live 70, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, but the word of God is eternal. You know, it was going on before we got here. But you got people that's here now and stuff that's taking the word of God and, you know, just just not sticking to the word of God. But it's done, and a good example is God. God is the author. He's the author, the finisher. He's the artist. He created his image, his likeness, which is great. And so if you ever had an art picture, it's beauty. That's the glory of God. Beauty, great beauty. It's the glory of God. But what happened is it get dirty, it get dirt on it, it get black, and that's sin. And so it's already done, but the sin is covering it up. The sin is stopping our productive. They're stopping us from being successful. So the artwork that the Father has painted for us, our future, and the purpose for us is to be blessed forever, eternally blessed. And so he want us blessed forever. So, but it's covered up with sin. So once we get rid of the sin and continue to repent and walk in obedience, we will see the glory of God. We will see that beautiful artwork that he designed that is already done, is already finished. We just got to release it. It's in us. We just got to continue to release it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. mighty powerful, boy. Y'all coming out the gate, boy. That's what I'm talking about. All right. God bless you, sir. I want to bring our elder on, Elder Melvin. We ain't gonna call him pastor. He's gonna be our elder because he is the oldest of all of us. I'm not talking about older in age. I'm talking about elder in age. I'm talking about Elder Melvin. You know what I'm saying? Like church elder. Y'all get that clear now. Elder Melvin, it's good to have you here, sir. When every time I see that number pop up, I go to praising God because I know that you have an opportunity another day. You know what I'm saying? You are able to join us and ain't in so much pain. You be hurting, but you coming on in doing the work of the Lord. So God bless you, sir. It's already done. What you say about that, Elder?
Yes, it is. And good evening to everybody. I mean, just what I say. Everybody, whether you're in Christ or not, we still my brothers and sisters. Don't break chain on. It's already done. Pastor Jackson hit on it, but I'm going to piggyback off of him. When Jesus said, it is finished. Preparatory measure had taken place for God's children. Everything was put into place for us. Now, if it wasn't, why would you think he said, seek and ye shall find. What am I going to see, Daddy? You ain't put nothing here. Yes, I did, but you got to go and find it. Get up off your shelf and duck it and go find it. It's already there. Let me give you a good example. When a woman, a husband and a wife have a child, that child can't do nothing. But that husband mainly should be him. That's what you call preparation for the arrival of that kid. We wasn't here. And preparation were made for us. And that child don't have to do nothing. That's up to the responsibilities for dad and mom. But put yourself in that child place. You really don't know nothing about Christ. Christ gonna take care of you till you learn to do for yourself, which is study. We emphasize that a lot because when you reach a certain age, and I believe it's 12, you're supposed to study and find out what it is that he wants us to do or what's my purpose for that. And I'm just a firm believer. One of the minister mentioned the Holy Spirit, and I'm studying on that now. The Holy Spirit didn't come here to teach you nothing. Jesus taught the disciples. We learn through the Bible. If the Holy Spirit come to teach me, what do I need with the Bible? Just think. What do I need with the Bible? The Holy Spirit is going to do everything. No, the Holy Spirit is going to bring back your memory. Which means you got to give off your shutting deck and do something and learn, seek, research, whatever. He's not telling you to remember everything. That's the Holy Spirit job. But he can't come to your back and say, come back to your memory. If you haven't studied any of that, how can a cortex record anything in your brain if you haven't studied for yourself or experienced it for yourself? So all preparation was made. But we still have things to do. That baby don't do nothing until it grows up. When it grows up, those parents expect that baby to take charge of itself. When it grows up to be an adult, it's time for you to do it now. But daddy doing it. Daddy's not here. Satan's not here. But daddy's spirit is here. Satan's spirit are here. Some people get confused. The light and darkness. Satan good. He can make his spirit seem like it's light, but it's not. But it's up to us. And Pastor, one of you, they mentioned something. I always tell you, go to the book of Galatians. I'm researching it to give you something different. And I think what Pastor Roddy said, listening to other people. That's exactly what Paul was trying to tell the Galatians. Stop listening to these people. You found liberty. Now you listen to these Jews and these Romans. Now you're going right back into bondage. It's stupid. It's stupid on our parts if we do that. You found liberty and you won't go back because of some knucklehead want to tell you some false, and that's what it's all about, false teaching. You got to know who to listen to and who not to listen to. The only way you can do that is study. There's no if you know what are they speaking, the righteous and truth. A responsibility got to come upon you. We cannot do it all. These ministers are powerful, but we can't do it all. You got to take what you call self-responsibility to meet those that you want to meet. Prosperity takes place with perseverance. You've stayed long enough, sisters and brothers, trust me, it's going to work out. Bible says, "Faint not." That means quit. If you don't quit, it's going to work. And thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. You know, Romans 12:2 talks about us not being conformed to this world. But it says, be transformed, the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And the thing about it is that if we get ourselves decent and in order, striving for righteousness on a daily basis, we'll be able to discern what is the will of God, what's right, what is wrong, what is light, what is darkness. And Elder Melvin just said that, you know, the devil will try to make himself appear to be light, You know what I'm saying? But he's not. He would deceive you and manipulate you to fall into his trap and get you. And you have to be very careful of that. And a lot of that is going on a lot. You know, if you look around us today and pay attention to what's going on around us, you know what I'm saying? When I say it's already done, you think it can't be done without money. You know what I'm saying? You think it can't be done without that fancy car or that big house or, the hundreds of dollars. One pair of tennis shoes costs $500. Listen, you do if that's what you do, that's what you do. But you know what I'm saying? I want you to start taking in consideration and thinking because you give a little check here that does it. You know what I'm saying? You give checks to corporations that say that they're taking care of the homeless and the hungry, and these people are more starving out here now more than ever, and they're shipping them off into different areas so you don't even see them no more. You know what I'm saying? You building up your downtown city, and you're shipping all of the homeless people out to a different area. You're not putting them in homes or places like that. You're just moving them around so you can build up and beautify, as you say. So you know, it's things that are already done in the system, but when do we stand up and say something about it? When do we start doing the work of the Lord for real? I'm talking about for real, for real. Do we constantly allow people to manipulate and take advantage of a people that can't take care of themselves? Do we continue to allow people's mindset to be stuck in a place where it should already be, you know, far advanced? You know what I'm saying? You kept a nation of people in bondage for over 400 years, and you got so far ahead that, you know, you stole everything from them that, you know what I'm saying, you think you did everything. So it's already done based on your standards. But that's not how we live. That's not how we roll. You know what I'm saying? And it's time for people to understand that. So tonight, man, we just talking about it. You know, it's already done. So before we get out of this hour, brothers, I want y'all to take a couple of minutes and say something to the people. When it's said to them that it's already done, what can we say to the people to inspire them that their life is not over? You know what I'm saying? That God has a better plan for them. You know what I'm saying? I want each one of y'all to say something positive to the people before we go across the top of the hour, before we get out of this conversation here, man, about, you know what I'm saying, what it is that we need to accept and take a look in that mirror and say, you know what? God did this for me. I'm going to accept it. And you know what? I'm going to walk out on faith. Because, you know, listen, faith without works is dead, man. And it don't mean nothing. All right, Pastor Jackson's up in that, man, and drop that golden nugget to somebody out there.
First of all, Pastor, I like what you just said. We got to be willing to accept God's will for our lives.
Amen.
But in order for us to know what God's will is for our life, we got to get a closer and more intimate relationship with God. You know, no matter what we're going through, no matter what's going on around us, we got to yet seek ye first. We got to seek God. No, now, like never before, it's because there's so much deception, so many lies. Mm-hmm. You know, the lie feels better to the flesh than the truth does. And what spirit is operating in people today? You know, because, yeah, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But also understand that the enemy is a spirit as well. And like you were saying earlier, Pastor Elder Melvin was saying earlier, the enemy is not that light, but he's trying to deceive and camouflage himself. And so many, he has a lot of workers out there. You know, First John 3:10, he said the children of the devil, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. But see, if you don't know no better, you won't have, you don't, without a relationship with God, you don't have that discerning spirit to know the difference between the two. So just like you said earlier, you're being pulled to and fro, you know, up and down, back and forth. You don't know what to believe.
But the word of God is truth. You got to study that word. You got to get attach yourself to some people. Get in a Bible-based study in church. You got to attach yourself to some people that's not willing to accept that lie. You know, that's willing to tell you the truth, even if it hurts you. Because one thing about the truth is going to either make you free or make you mad. But it ain't going to stop it from being the truth. So in order to move forward in the things of God, you got to know God for your one self and stop allowing people to deceive you. Just because you got a big car, they got a big house, they got some bling bling, that don't mean nothing. Store up your treasures in heaven. God said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. He said, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkenu. He got everything in place, the righteousness of God, my banner, my healer, you know, my provider. I'm going to say that again. My shepherd I shall not want for nothing. God has already did everything that needs to be done for us, but it's up to us to pick up the mantle and run with it. Let him be that lamp unto our feet and that light unto our path. We got to trust God, but we got to accept when he said no or not yet. We want everything to be yes and amen, and the promises of God are yes and amen. But what would God say no? Are you going to turn away from it? Are you going to try to do it your way? Because one thing about God, if he tell us no for something that we've asked for or prayed for, he has something so much greater. God bless you.
Amen. 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 That's good. All right, Pastor Joseph, same thing, man. You know, say something to the people, man, before we get out of this hour to make sure that they have something positive to know that, you know, God's still there, man. I never leave nor forsake you. I've already laid out the plans for you, you know. Break chains on it, brother. Take a couple of minutes, man, to say something to you.
Amen. I love how the man of God was saying, you got to know, which is so true. And we just got to know. It's something about the lack of knowledge, which is very, very, very dangerous.
Preach, preacher.
And just knowing some things, it'll make things better. Because once you know something, probably because people haven't been taught or been taught wrong, but once you actually know the truth, you can believe the truth. And once you believe the truth, you can act on it. You can act on what you believe. And one of the truths I love to tell people, you was born to be a leader. God created everybody a leader. And once you know the truth, you believe it, you can act like a leader. And so we was born to be a winner. For instance, it's proven when a man releases sperm with his wife and things of that nature, he released over 14 million cells. Over 14 million cells. Even a healthy man can release over 40 million. And so when he released, so out of all those cells, guess who came first? You, me, we here, we was born. Out of all those millions of sperm cells from our dad, you know, on Earth, you know, we was born to be a winner. Out of all them, we connected to the egg first. It's in our DNA to be a winner. It's in your genes to be a winner. Our daddy is so big. He's so bad. He created all of us to be winners in Jesus' name. You know, he want to bless us. He want the best for us. And just knowing your purpose, knowing that, hey, you are effective and getting in the word of God, then you can be able to believe it. Then once you believe it, you can act on it. Then we can act like that. So I just want to encourage people, let them know that you are a winner. You were born to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now that's good right there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got a purpose on your life. You got a purpose, man. You're a winner. Okay, all right. Elder Melvin, it's on you, sir.
Man, if I was new at this thing, listening to these boys tonight, if I didn't know nothing about it, I'd just say, I'm going to tune in just to learn a little bit more. You guys are really putting it down. Okay. I want to give you something quick, short, and sweet. Why don't you practice? Find a goal that's not too complicated. let's start off small and just practice, even with trying to differentiate the difference in a friend and a true friend. Why don't you practice that? Go to Galatians and study it, and then start practicing just trying to find the right people. And they're all what you call right and wrong people. Some are very deceptive, some are very good. And you'll be able to tell the difference. Oh, this the kind of, today at our therapy, it's a white guy. He had, and I'll show you how it's all worked. Guess what kind of surgery he had? Shoulder surgery. Guess what shoulder was? The right shoulder. Guess what mine was? Shoulder surgery and right shoulder. I looked at that, just nobody but God. He got my attention by the same thing that I had. He had, me and I got switched numbers. We had church and therapy. We had all the therapy people looking around there. We got lost. We were not ashamed of it. He took my number, I took his number. But it was so much fun up in there. So get something. See, now when I told you about a friend, I was able to tell the difference in that. Now, he could be deceptive. I could be a deceiver. I know I'm not, but I know what to look for in a true friend. And can't nobody tell you that you got to study. The Lord will show you through the Holy Spirit, but you got to study first, and then the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your memory what to look for. So let's just try something small and start practicing and see how it works. I got a funny feeling you just may like it. Thank you.
Amen. Just start practicing something. Get into it. That's good right there. That's good right there. All right, everybody. We're going to go into this quick break as we go across the top of the hour. Listen to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation. We got to kick off this second hour. In this second hour now, I'm going to get real serious. So I want all you sensitive people to go ahead and turn us off now. You know, go listen to something else. Go watch TV or something. This is not going to be for you in the second hour because we may talk about you. So go ahead, leave now. Listen to this song, but then leave. How about that? Hey, it's Breaking Chains, the special assignment. Got Pastor Jackson, Pastor Joseph, Elder Melvin. I'm Pastor Rod. We Breaking Chains. We saying enough is enough. The men of God are standing up, and speaking out. And you know what else? I want to say this. We telling hell, guess what? We ain't coming.
Focus on how they gon' get their cake up. But now they're scared, walking around wearing fake up. Man, you fake rap, when I hop on the Lord and you get ate up. You must see with the eyes and hear in the spirit. Cause the devil playing tricks and he trying to conceal it. We must get down on our knees and pray for spiritual vision. We must hear it's a call, cause we all have a mission. You see the enemy want our souls and want us confused. He want to put us in a pit and drag us down by our shoes. But we saved by grace, so ain't nothing he can do. Trust in the Lord, man, that he will see you through. Hey,
hell, hell, I ain't coming. No, no. Hell, hell, I ain't coming. I gotta go 100 miles an hour. I'm running from you, devil. Hell, hell, I ain't coming. I ain't coming. Hell, hell, I ain't coming. No, no. Hell, hell, I ain't coming. I gotta go 100 miles an hour. I'm running from you, devil. Hell, hell, I ain't coming. I ain't coming. I ain't coming. No, no. I ain't coming. I gotta go. I ain't coming. And that's the show.
I ain't coming.
Now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. That was Waymaker Music Ministry. Oh man, it was on yesterday, our special guest for Raising the Sound. Tell hell I ain't coming. That's for sure. Listen, it's time to kick off the second hour, man, and I want to get serious about this conversation right now. I saw a lot of things on television over the weekend, and I want to talk about it this evening, because when you do a special assignment, you're given an assignment to do something. And you have to fulfill that assignment. So, you know, when something's shown to me in my spirit, I have to say something about it. And I want to talk about these, this big spending and all this money and these corporations. And I guess one of the questions I have is that how is it that we are a country that can spend so much money but in so much debt? I'm trying to get an understanding is what is it that we're doing, what is it that we're doing seriously? Saw a commercial today that Amazon is spending a few billions of dollars on electric and so much kind of vehicles, and Domino's got the little robot car that delivers, and so many things are going electrical, so many things are happening, and we're sitting back just, you know what I'm saying, letting things happen and being done with our money. If you really just think about it for a second, when we say things are already done, but don't you know, too, that we have to stand up for our rights as well? If you're gonna bring a people to a country and they build a country and you use them to get where you are today, and then you try to strip them of the rights that they had, that you had to give them while they were still being used, and you say you didn't have to do it, yeah, you had to do it because of the things that were the way were going on. Don't you think at a time like this we should be fighting against the system, and not in a ignorant, cruel, violent way, but in an intelligent, smart kind of way of saying, okay, if we are everything that this country needs to continue, why is it that we are not doing our own thing within the country that we built? So I want to talk about that this hour. So brothers, get your thought process together on this right here. You know, maybe I'm not putting it directly to you. Maybe you understand what I'm saying out there, all my listeners. But I want you to think about it, too. Why are you sitting at home working and living based on rules and laws that apply to you but don't apply to you? How is it that you live under the same constitution, but it has clauses in there that go against you? How is it that you have the same money in your pocket, but it doesn't have the same credit reference behind your name? You understand what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, why is it that most of my people are on Section 8, which says that you can't have no man in the house, you got to do this, you got to do this, got rules, and that you are okay with that, and then when you get caught breaking the rules, you get put on the streets. It's just a lot of things that I got questions about in this hour right here. Corporations spending more money to advance their businesses all over the world instead of taking care of communities so that everybody can advance. Why are we so greedy? Why are we so full of greed and hatred towards one another and not doing anything to speak up and speak out about this? So brothers, this is going to be a few questions are going to be thrown out here, man. So we're going to have a full, maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes of 2-minute drills. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? Take your gloves off and put your brass knuckles on. And, you know, let's talk to these people directly about what we feel about this and what we feel needs to be going on. We need some solutions to the problems. We know the problems. I don't want to talk about the problems. I want to talk about the solutions. We need to help people with solutions right now. Because we spend time with God and we know what God expects of us, and we need to let them know what's expected of them. All right. So 2-minute drill starts right now, brothers. Big time corporations. What do we need to say to corporations today? Pastor Jackson, 2-minute start. Break chain. Pastor Jackson. Unmute. You there? Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just going off. I'm sorry. You know, you said something last year. At the beginning of last year, we was discussing something similar, and too many people are not saying, "Where's my money? I want my money, and I want it now. I need it now." But because of complacency, because of people being content, not having the vision, it's like the love of money is the root of all evil, and they're using. What is our? We pay taxes. Let me say this. How can you pay taxes throughout the year and still end up owing the government at the end of the year? You know?
Absolutely.
And I look at the stimulus. I look at certain, like, projects, you know, Roger Williams and all that. Stimulus Section 8, like you just said. It's like hush money. It's things to keep you quiet. It's things to keep you in bondage. It's things to keep you in place. And when you get that spirit of complacency, when you get that spirit of contentment upon you, then you're not going to say anything. You know, you're not going to speak out because it's so much more that the government owes us, but we're not coming together in unity to call them out. You know, they're stealing. They're cheating. You know, the politicians, the big corporations, they're the only ones that's really prospering, you know. But they give you a little hush money, and you think you're doing something, and you just keep quiet. And the thing about it is that's power in unity. You know, my voice, your voice, plus other voices will make a difference. But we can't just be the only ones speaking out and speaking against this, you know. Amen. We can't be the only ones. We need unity. We need backing, you know. But we know we got God on our side. But like you said earlier, God expects and requires us to do some things.
All right.
You know, everybody is waiting for the next person to do something. Ooh. No one is willing to make a move. Because I don't know if it's because of fear that they'll take what they already have, you know. But it to me, it's like hush money. You give a stimulus, you hush up. You give a Section 8 housing or whatever the case may be. You know, nobody is dreaming the dream that God has blessed us with, that we can have exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But it's time out to stop sitting back and being quiet. You know, you got to let your voice be heard, not just in voting. We got to go out into the street and let our voices really be heard.
Is up, sir.
And until then, okay, I can't. You go ahead and move forward.
Yeah. Okay. We got to honor that. Two-minute drill is on. All right, Pastor.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir.
Maybe you didn't hear. I forgot your phone was acting up, so I apologize for that.
Okay.
Pastor Joseph, jump in because we need to talk to these corporations right now, because you know Pastor Jackson just said something though that talks about maybe they under some fear. But I got to say this too. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God gave us a spirit not of fear,
amen,
but of power, amen, and love and self-control. And we need to stand,
amen,
up on that. We need to stand on that. Pastor Joseph, your 2 minutes start right now. What do you say to corporations today? Frank Chang.
Amen. Glory be to God. I believe that's a good question, I tell you. But we have to continue to stand like David with the voice of victory. You know, even though it's like a giant situation, a tough situation, you know, and then we got to deal with that seeing issue, because seeing is like a virus. You know, you can't see it, but it's affecting stuff. And definitely continue to, what I like to do, if I can't just provide the money and stuff, I try. One of my prayers was to provide, you know, biblical knowledge, you know, the word of God to people. The Bible says a word right on time is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. And so just meditating on that, that can bless somebody. That can make somebody rich spiritually. So if I can give them $1 million or $10,000, I try to give them tools that they can take with them that can, you know, help with their flesh. Because the world is dealing with a flesh issue. They is not submissive to the Lord, the Lordship of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And another thing is continue to change. You know, change should always be for the best. You know, if they change it for the worst, you know, we can't deal with it. But for the best, you know, we can kind of work with them and things like that. And one of the greatest secrets I learned in the universe is the Holy Spirit. You know, we got to have the Holy Spirit helping us every time, because the Holy Ghost, he going to show us exactly the right action we need to take. And it's all about action, because you go, you know, the world, the secular people, they know God. But have they experienced God? It's a different from experiencing God than just knowing about God, hearing somebody talk about it. But when we experience them ourselves, and that's what I tell them, you know, have you really experienced God for yourself? You know, you just want to be a blessing and not do all type of evil and wicked stuff. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right, Elder Melvin, what do you need to say to these corporations? Your 2 minutes starts right now. Break chains.
First thing I say to the corporation, I got something to say to the poor. Hey, poor people, us, and family. Corporation, you are a family too. You ever heard those saying, keep it in the family? That's exactly the way they think. You have to learn the characteristic of corporation, the characteristic of people, before you could do anything. Then you won't come into what you call a reality fact. Who am I? It's hard to infiltrate those big companies like that. Look at the projects that they give to us. You ever ask them, say, why are y'all going to give me a house with $2 a month? You're going to pay part of my utility. You're going to give me food stamps. You're going to bring me water for free. You ever ask yourself, why do these big people do this? Those big corporations control cities. Those cities abide by what these big corporations say. If you want to talk about us, the black folk, we are a people that is a threat to the world. We were born with the doggone knowledge. Nobody taught us. Look at the pyramid and all that back in those days. Nobody taught us that. We were born with it. We are a threat to the world. Anytime there's a threat to man, man's going to do whatever it takes to delete that threat. And what's the best way to delete it? Divide it. that's what the not the army who Trump brought in, but the what you call the other guys they are trained to take a mob. They are trained to divide that mob. The army is trained to kill it. That's what Trump brought in. So if we can divide that mob, there's no way it can stand. Simple as that. Realize what you stand for. Get your stuff together first. It's the only way we can do anything with that, the major company. We got to get together first. Pastor, I hate to say it, but it's not going to work until we get together straight up. Thank you.
Amen. That's the truth. So in saying that, in saying that we all know that it starts at home anyway. It starts with the man in the mirror. We say that every night. One of us are going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of us is going to spit that out of our mouths. It starts with the man in the mirror. So with that being said, all right, brothers, here's our next one. When we take a look at the man in the mirror, are we really living out what the scripture says, that we forget who it was that we saw just a few minutes ago, that we saw in the mirror? Or are we aware, or do we have a plan, and are we focused on what it is that we need to be doing? Pastor Jackson, jump in. Do we forget who it is, or are we focused and ready to go and accept accountability and ready to move forward? 2 minutes starting now. Break change.
We can't just wake up in the morning and look at that man in the mirror and hold him accountable first thing in the morning. We got to hold ourselves accountable throughout the day, throughout the week, month, year, for life. We got to practice what we preach, you know. We can't just say this, for God I live, for God I die, and then turn around and do whatever we want to do. We can't preach the word of God and do what we want to do, because we not only have to hold ourselves accountable, but we are double-minded. We are double-minded. We are hypocritical, and we're leading people astray. So by doing that, we're going to have blood on our hands. So we got to carry that image of that man in the mirror, that man of God that we see in the mirror first thing in the morning when we wake up and say, God, I thank you for another day. We got to carry that man in the mirror around with us all day, every day, for the rest of our lives, as we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness.
Amen. Amen. So that's you summed that question up for me. So this is how I asked it to the other two brothers. Pastor Joseph, are we practicing what we preach?
Amen, hallelujah. I pray we are by looking in the mirror. I think I heard one song how the guy said he hates the man that he see in the mirror. And it's people like that. It's people that murder people. And when they look in the mirror, they full of condemnation. You know, people that's cheating on their spouse or going through certain relationships that kind of was a failure. And, you know, even young people, that they have a good career. So some people, they real disappointed. So it's so important to build like an enjoyable walk with God. And the way we do that, we take time to in our day. You know, he said give us our daily bread. So it's a daily walk, and we must take time to spend with God, you know, and focus on those things that are urgent, like, you know, prayer and whatever it be. He might ask you to dance. The Lord might tell you to dance for 30 minutes or things of that nature. Just making your relationship enjoyable, possible, walking with God, I think that is real good. And just, but it has to take time. We have to take out time and do it. So many distractions like that. But when we do it, it definitely sharpens our spiritual lives, and we won't become dull. And even say, hey, praise me for 30 minutes, praise me for an hour. You know, that sharpens our spiritual life. He might, hey, say, sing a new song to me when you wake up. That sharpens worship, or however you may lead us to read. You know, just fellowshipping on the line tonight in Jesus' name. Katina, spend that time is real important. It's real important. There's so much more to it, but it's very important to just take that time and build an enjoyable walk with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. All right, Elder Melvin, how about that? When we take a look at that mirror there and holding ourselves accountable, do we practice what we preach?
I'm going to speak of me.
Amen.
I practice what I preach. I know about me. But let me give you something that's gonna help. When I told you a little while ago, keep it simple. Find something very, very simple. That's a goal that you can achieve, but it's gonna take some help. But something that is gonna give you the practice with. What if you look at that man in the mirror and you got up in the morning, after you look, I'm going to find somebody not to agree with me, but I'm going to find somebody that we can agree up on. One thing together, just one person. I'll have to keep it simple. Just one person. What did my daddy say, Melvin? If you could find another person, just two or three of you all are in agreement, I'm in the midst. He didn't say one. He said two or three. Now, I'll find one person tomorrow, and we can agree on one thing as far as establishing our family, which are the poor and the Christians. And we agree on that thing. All right. I tell him, okay, you find somebody tomorrow, and I'm going to find somebody tomorrow. Right there, we got four people. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those people find somebody the next day, and the next day, we got about eight people. Can you see how unity come together? And that is strength. That's the best way I could put it. Just find one person and you all agree in the name of Christ and just extend it out and watch how that strength develops. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's good. I love these two-minute drills, man. We'll be rolling. Y'all be coming with it. Listen, okay.
Seems like we better with the two-minute drills.
That's something. Amen. I tell you. When we listen to all of this and we talk about it, and we definitely can't change anyone but ourselves. But there is something that we can do to help to improve our communities and our environment and our spending. What is it that we need to say to encourage the people to lift themselves up, to be able to focus on being able to take better care of themselves right now? Because one thing about it, they depend too much on corporations, they depend too much on the government, but don't look to God for anything. So what is it?
That's it.
What is it that we need to say to them to encourage them and to put them on the right path right now? Because see, you know what I'm saying? This here is our daily assignment. We do this every day. So something needs to be said, and God just put that in my spirit for y'all to say something to the people for that's going to be listening right now and that's going to listen later to say, hey, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? God created me, you know what I'm saying, in his image, has his own likeness to do this. So, Pastor Jackson, it's 2 minutes start right now, sir. What is it that you can say to the people to encourage them to get them back on the right track? Because a lot of people have lost focus since this COVID came in, and some before, but really since COVID came in. Speak to them, sir. Break things.
First of all, I'm gonna go to the Word of God. You know, God lets us know that we ought to have no other God before him. That's number one. And then secondly, God tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. See, we got to stop all this frivolous spending, all this waste of money on stuff that is irrelevant. We got to stop looking across the street at what and trying to keep up with the Joneses and be concerned about our brothers and sisters up the street and around the corner and next door. We got to be more concerned about our neighbors. Are their needs being met? Are they hungry? Are their lights on? You know, are they, you know, we got to be our brother's people. We got to stop wasting money on stuff that is irrelevant, and we got to invest our resources back into the community, you know, because they're not going to do it. You know, corporations are not going to do it. They're going to put these commercials on. They're going to say they're doing this. They're going to say they're doing that. But where is the actual proof of the money going back into these communities? Mm. Where is the actual proof? Show me some statistics of where this money is being spent. Show me some new buildings. I'm not talking about gentrification. I'm talking about building back the hood, the neighborhood. Not trying to push people out. We're trying to give people a piece of the American dream. We built America. The only people that built America don't have a piece of the American dream. We're being cast aside. We're being thrown aside. We're being neglected. But yet,
rebuilt America. Show me some statistics of what these big corporations are doing that they think they are doing. Don't just tell me what you're doing. Show me the proof.
Amen. Amen. That's, there you go. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. Okay. All right. All right. Pastor Joseph, same thing, sir. Your 2 minutes starts right now, sir. Speak to the people, man.
Hey, amen. I think I love how the Bible is an open book test, like the man of God was saying. When you just stick to the word, it's so important because that's the foundation. You know, when you got a strong foundation, when that storm comes, the storm of life, my Lord, when that storm of life come through, you'll still be standing. And then the word of God just getting rooted and grounded in the word. Then the wisdom and everything else will come. The knowledge and all that will come from the benefits of the word, the fruit, the, you know, your labor and all that other stuff. But, you know, you have a lot of young, we ain't going to get into that. But it was a scripture in Peter chapter 2:15. It say, it tells us the answer. It say the will of God, the will, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 says, for so is the will of God, what well-doing may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So the way we put to silence the ignorance of foolish men is by well-doing. Continue to do well, continue to do well, continue to do well, and that will put to silence of ignorant men. 1 Peter 2:15, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I tell you. All right, Elder Melvin's on you now, sir. Your 2 minutes start right now.
Wow, y'all say so much, I get it confused. Now, what do you say something about? But anyway, I look at when Christ came, he was rich, royalty, and he could have chose any way he wanted to come. But look at how he came. He came as a poor man. A poor man, he had so many choices. I could have rode in a Lamborghini 2,000 years ago, but he chose not to. Poor people is what you call a root. Everything grows from a root or a seed. So we have to start right here with us. I know the big companies up there, big, they're powerful. I wouldn't mess with them now. I would try to struggle with what I have, right? Here, to work with. What is that for people? There is so much embedded in the poor man, he never gets a chance to speak. So I'm poor. So I would take my choice. I won't give it a poor man. All we got to do is just get two of us just to agree. That's unity. It's not for two. Exxon have thousands of people work for them, but Melvin Adams, Minister Melvin Adams, I just got one. And me, that's two. Everything has a beginning, and everything starts small. Many of us want to jump up top. And usually when you jump up top, you don't have nowhere to go but descend. Come down. So I like to start right here with the poor people who all as smart as are in, believe it or not. Smart. In our poor people. That's what I would tell you. Just agree. Let's make unity within ourselves and watch how we rise to the top.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. You know, it's something that everybody, that if we would stop, listen to me very closely too. If we would stop hating on each other, being envious of each other, being jealous of each other, are you listening to me? And if we stop trying to manipulate each other, you know what I'm saying? Stop tearing each other down. Stop trying to destroy each other's character. Listen. And here's the problem. That's right. You crab crawfish mentality acting people. And here's the other thing. You know, if you're gonna use Black Lives Matter, let Black Lives Matter to you. You hear what I'm saying to you? You know? Listen, Black lives can't matter to Black lives matter to Black lives.
That's it. No simpler than that.
Period. All I'm saying to you, let's get it together. Because one thing about it is that you really need to study your word of God, because Hebrews 13 and 5 talks to people like you. And I said like you out there. Because he tells you to keep your life free from the love of money. He said, be content with what you have. Because he said, he has said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Listen, God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Stop looking at your so-called riches in your glory, because you ain't got nothing like that. It doesn't exist in your life. It'll never be that way. And then, listen what else. You need to listen to Romans 15 and 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And then I want to tell you this one right here before I take this last break and we come back with our final comments. Listen to this one. John 16 and 33. I had to pull these up because he says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. But in the world, you will have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world.
The world.
He's already overcome the world. So what is it that you're fighting against? What is it that you're struggling against?
Yourself.
What is it that you're worrying about?
Yourself.
What is it?
All with you, the moon in the mirror.
So obviously, exactly, it's got to be the man in the mirror.
That's where it's at.
Listen. He told you. Christ told you, simple as this. The world hated me before it hated you. You should expect it to be hated by the world if you belong to him. If you're a child of God, why are you expecting for the people of the world to be in love with you?
And they hated him.
And they But they going to love you.
Not listening. They hear him, but they're not listening.
They hated him, but they going to love you? And you love him? Really? Really?
That's night and day.
Come on now. Come on, y'all. Listen. Everybody not going to be like you. Everybody not going to be like me. I'm the only one. He created me, broke the mold. This is just one of me. One of me. It may be somebody out there that got similarities like you, but it's only one of you.
Find
you.
Two fingerprints that are alike.
It'll never happen.
Never happen, baby.
Never happen. Let's get this thing together, y'all. Let's get this thing together. You understand what I'm saying? Going to take this quick break. We come back. Brothers and I are going to give our final comments, man, and honor our Black History honorees tonight and get our health tip. And we're going to get out of here. But listen, I want you to do something. I'm going to play this song for you. We all need to do this right now. We need to pretend. I want you to close your eyes and pretend like, you know what I'm saying, I just sent a dump truck to your house. Okay? I just sent a dump truck and a tractor to your house. And we coming to scoop up all the garbage from your house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said? We coming to scoop it all up and move it out and make way for the new to come in. Okay? Breaking chains is coming in right now to break everything away from you that's part of the enemy, and we're going to haul it away, and we're going to move the Holy Spirit in so he can encamp around you. We're going to introduce him to you. We're about to do that right now. And we're going to put this song on because we're about to move on with you. You understand? Because, see, some of y'all about to get left behind. And you're not going to like what's about to come your way.
Please listen.
Hey, man, this Break Your Chains, Special Assignment. Hey, Pastor Jackson's here. Pastor Joseph is here. And Elder Melvin is here. He say Minister Melvin, but, you know, I keep advancing him. You know what I'm saying? I just got to call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? We not about titles, but, you know what I'm saying, we honor and respect the men of God. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. Hey, y'all, YAT Radio is live. We break a chain, a special time. Let's get it. Then here comes the truck. Bagging up to you.
Hey, I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages, glory to glory.
Listen, seriously, it's time to repent. Ask God to remove everything that's not of him away from you and to replace and refill you with his Holy Spirit. And then guess what? You'll feel the restoration taking place in your life. You'll be restored back to the Father. You understand what I'm saying? None of us are perfect. You know what I'm saying? God knows that. And you know what? All you have to do is stop trying and start striving. Change your terminology. Because, see, when you keep saying you trying, you ain't really putting in no effort. Start putting in some efforts and start moving your life forward and let God be, you know, let him take the lead. And why don't you become a follower of his? I ain't talking about a follower of man. I say a follower of his. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Follow God's lead. And then everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out.
Let that trying turn into working.
You know? You got to do something. You got to pick yourselves up. It's time to pick yourself up, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to get back on your assignment. You know, it's time for you to stop waiting on man to do for you what God has already provided for you. Did you hear what I said? It's already been provided for you. but you're too busy looking for man to give it to you, and God already made a way for you. You know? Start paying attention. All right. All right, brothers. Let's jump in and give our final comments to the people and get up out of here. Pastor Jackson's on you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, can you hear me, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You know, the word of God said when I was a child, I acted like a child. I did as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know, it's time to stop following the leader. Stop playing following the leader. You're not children anymore. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a work but not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Know the word of God for your oneself. Stop following the leader if the leader ain't following God. If you ain't following a leader that's not following God, then stop following the leader, because both of y'all are going to fall in the ditch. The blind lead the blind. Seek ye first. God bless you. God bless you. And I love you.
Amen. Ain't that something? Gonna fall over in the ditch trying to follow a blind man. Ain't that something? All right. Ain't that something? Have you ever seen something like that? The blind leading the blind? Where they going?
The blind
put over
blind.
In the ditch. Come on, man. Come on, man. Use your common sense.
They go anywhere they can't see. Anywhere they can't see, that's where they go.
And that's everywhere they going, because
you know
they can't see nothing.
And you know what, Pastor? You know something?
What's that?
That blind leader sent on assignment by the enemy. He ain't blind. He leading them straight to hell.
Yeah, he is. He is. That's the truth.
Wow.
That's the truth right there. Now, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Leading them straight to hell. He ain't blind. He playing blind.
Playing blind.
Boy, look at him. He done captivated you. Gotcha. Boy, hooked you. Like he hooked you like them swamp people hooking them alligators.
Come on.
All right, Pastor Joseph, go ahead, sir.
Wow. It's something about that blind leading the blind, I tell you. Just want to encourage people to continue to, you know, just keep the word of God on your minds. I believe that's a mandate. Just like you get a tattoo, you know, imprinted on you or things of that nature, that tattoo going to be there. And I was just thinking earlier about just, you know, imprinting the word of God on our mind. And that was honestly like a prayer a long time ago. A guy, he told me that we must be filled with the word and stuff like that. You know, just growing up, just hearing that, you know, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized and this. And so just want to encourage people to continue to keep God on your mind, because they help us fight our old nature. You know, we got an old nature that we deal with every day. You know, the power of darkness, unbelief, sickness, poverty, fear, anger was causing all this murder. But just keeping our mind on God and prayer going to also help, you know, produce intimacy. And I just ask to keep me in your prayers also. I'm just trusting God to just, do, you know, to do what he wants, you know, growing up as a young man and stuff like that. And aging, you know, just really don't want to just be doing anything. Want to be right when you're doing stuff for the glory of God. So keep me in your prayers also in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. God bless you, man. God. Amen. All right, Elder Melvin, on you, sir.
Well, I think the radio land probably know what I'm going to close out with, and I'm going to stick with it. I notice I really, truly want to help. I'm a man of solution. And in the book of Galatians, Paul was trying to keep these people, after they had been liberated, keep them from going back to slavery. And you know why they were going back to slavery? Listening to the wrong people. That's what Galatians is about. They were listening to the wrong people. And when you get up there to 20, from 16 to 26, you're going to know exactly what you are all about. Set a goal. Set a small goal. Now, I'm talking about tomorrow. Set a small goal in Christ. Something that Christ's going to lead you. Holy Spirit bring back to your memory if you study it. But study the book of Galatians and set your goal and watch perseverance take place. I mean, you're going to make it. You are going to make it. I did it. And I spent $895,000 of what they tell me in the drug treatment place. I made it in dope, and I made it. If I did it and these other ministers did it, God has no respect of a person. Just be obedient, and you can do it too. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
No respect of persons. That's good right there. That's true. Pastor Jackson has come up with our title for Wednesday. Everybody etch this in. The blind leading the blind. That's what we need to talk about that.
Look
blind
out, ditch.
Leading the blind. That's,
and look
that's
out, cool. Ditch. Got a bunch of us coming to the ditch.
Say, look out, ditch.
Like, Pastor Jackson, I like that, too. Look out, ditch. ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun. Ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun in Christ.
God got a sense of humor. He made up.
Yeah, he's a God of laughter. Yeah, and let me tell you something. Good. Scientists found out when you laugh, believe it or not, when you laugh, there's an enzyme in the brain that does not release itself until you laugh. And when you
that's
laugh,
right.
Guess what that enzyme does? It attacks all foreign substance in the body.
That's
you
right.
You see a sad man laugh, or a man in pain laugh, or a man that's on a bit of affliction laugh. They offered me a job in the Lady Lake Hospital because I would go around and make everybody laugh. One day they gave me $2 because I made our dad laugh. He hadn't laughed in a year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Absolutely.
God's laughter.
That's right. That's the truth. But that's good, though. Blind leading the blind. Look out, ditch, because here they come.
Yeah, add that to it, Pastor. Look out, ditch.
The blind leading the blind. Look out, wow. Ditch. So get ready for that.
Here we come.
That we got a joke with that now, but we're gonna be very serious about that Wednesday. So be ready about that because that's real talk, you know. Because we got a lot
Galatian
going on.
Pastor. That's Galatian. Blind
Amen.
Leading the blind.
Yeah, blind leading the blind. All right. We'd like to thank my brothers for being here tonight. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Joseph, Elder Melvin, God bless you and your families and your homes. Let's honor our Black History honorees for tonight. Our Black History honorees for tonight. I got two ladies, Miss Ella Fitzgerald and Miss Sarah Boone. Ella Fitzgerald, the first lady of song and first African American woman to win a Grammy Award. This is her birthday time. She just celebrated a birthday. She was born in 1917. Miss Ella Fitzgerald would have been 104 years old. Wow. Miss Ella Fitzgerald. Happy birthday, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. Also, congratulations to Miss Sarah Boone. She received the patent for the ironing board back in 1892 on this day. In 1892. Congratulations to Sarah Boone and the Boone family for the patent on the ironing board. Received in 1892. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you something. Everything that you're using out there, our people invented it, so don't get it twisted.
I tell you that. That's why they hate us so. We're threat.
You know, we is it. All right. Here's our health tip for the night. Need you to make sure that you exercise and get your stretching in every morning and every night in the evening before you lay it down. Make sure that you put 64 ounces of water minimum in your body on a daily basis. If you want to know what that is, you get 8 glasses, put 8 ounces in each glass and drink them. That's 64 ounces. That's too much for you to say? Go get you 4 bottles out of your kitchen in there, bottles of water, 16 ounces, drink 4 of them. That's 64 ounces. However else you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body, just do it. All right? We need you to cut back on all the fried foods. I need you to become a vegetarian at least one day out of the week. Don't eat no meat. Become a vegetarian. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. And make sure that you become healthy mentally and physically. And most importantly, we need you healthy spiritually. Study the Word of God. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And make sure that you get before God and meditate and call on him and keep him in your presence at all times. because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Amen. We need you physically healthy, spiritually healthy, most important, and that causes you to be mentally healthy. All right?
Let's take better care of our business, brother. Nuts and berries in that too, Pastor. Nuts and berries ain't going to hurt.
Absolutely. Make sure you eat your nuts and berries. That's true. Eat all your fruits, man. Eat all them nuts, man. Just eat them. Peanuts, cashews, almonds.
That's
you know what I'm
peanuts.
Saying? Go crush your almonds up, man, and make you some almond milk. It's very simple to do. You know, crush your almonds up and put some water to it and let it just sit for a minute, and it'll turn into almond milk, man. Go on YouTube. It's there. I watched it, man. It's serious. Hey, man, we really enjoyed it. Don't forget, Dr. Kemp will not be here tomorrow. Dr. Kemp has the week off. He won't be here this week, and we will not play a replay show tomorrow at all, because we are honoring him and his family with quietness and prayer right now for tomorrow. So tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, instead of listening to History Talk, spend a few minutes and go before God and pray for the Kemp family and spend time with the Lord. Lifting that family up, if you would do that for us kindly, please. Thank you very much. All right. Really enjoyed you tonight. And time to get out of here. Any announcements, any comments, anything your brothers need to add before we walk out of here?
Well, I talked to Pastor Kemp this morning, Pastor, before I went to therapy. He's doing good. And I told him I sent condolences to his family because I don't know the family. I just know him. But he said so far everybody was doing pretty good.
Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, brothers, I want to say this to y'all while y'all here. We sent something out there to Baton Rouge from the Breaking Chains Ministry to represent all of us. So we sent something to the family. So we are not only there in spirit, they know that we are standing by their side with a token of love right in front of them. So that's from all of us here at the Breaking Chains family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Pastor Joseph, can you pray us out tonight, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thanks for sending the gift, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you today. We thank you for everything. God, we just thank you for the word being fell on good ground today. We thank you, Father, for our health and strength in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you right now. Continue to guide our mouths, Father God. Let the words we say be filled with grace in the name of Jesus, that other people may be edified for the kingdom of God's sake. They may grow, be strong as they can in these last days. Now, Father God, we just thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name, continue to bless this podcast, radio station, in ways, Father God, we never imagined. Father God, we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of for great understanding in everything we do. Father God, we just lift up our hands unto you, O ye gates, and be lifted up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Father, we receive everything that you have for us. We believe it's already done. We believe we receive. Now, Father, we ask you to help us to manifest your great glory in this earth realm. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. I love you, brothers. Love you out there. We love you. We love you. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You may as well just take it. Ain't nothing you can do about that. All right. Brothers, y'all be blessed, man. Love you with all my heart.
Likewise,
you take
sir.
Care of yourselves. And give love to the families and be blessed out there. Everybody, we'll see you back here Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to be.
Late as I can be.
Cause you hurting me.
Yeah.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
I am from Zion. I am a king. And you're a queen. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the call, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble.
People, I love you.
My people, I love you. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my people.
People.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. Hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves. Ooh, 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 ooh,
been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.